Food poisoning is a dangerous condition, and one round of the disease can make you feel tired and drained out for a week after. However, it is not always true that food poisoning happens only because of contamination in food. There is bacteria all around us, and if you are unaware, what goes into your system may not be good for it. Want to find out what these are? Let's take a look. Number 1. Avoid junk or street food. Although they are unhealthy, that is not the only reason you should avoid them. Junk and street food are often prepared in dingy kitchens that are far from the concept of hygiene. They are more into making a consistent taste, and most of the food material is handled carelessly. Bacterial infestation is not uncommon in such cases, and therefore you might get a food poisoning attack after a round of it. The best idea to avoid as much of it as you can, and make sure that even when you do have, they are made in clean environments with plenty of hygiene. At the end of the day, it's your body and you are responsible for what you put in it. Number 2. Cut down on the soda you have with food. We get it, it is very un-American to have a burger without a can of Coke or Pepsi, but it is definitely not healthy. According to digestive health specialists, it can ruin your digestive process, and the incessant belching can get stomach acid reflux, causing heartburn and the likes. Not just that, since it hinders with the stomach acid thing, it can also cause food poisoning, which is going to make your life a living hell. All of these things can be avoided with less of soda, and add to the benefits of preventing type 2 diabetes, weight gain, and other unhealthy effects, and you have a deal that cannot be missed. Number 3. Don't forget to wash your hands. Not everything that happens to you takes place because of outside influence. Sometimes it happens because you are too careless and forget to disinfect your own hands. All the bacteria and germs you have been picking up during your time on the road and in public places is going to factor it and get inside your system to create havoc. Which is obviously not the ideal thing. This is one of the main reasons why you should wash your hands before and after a meal. If that is not always possible, then get a hand sanitizer and make sure to apply it before you eat. These are the 3 things to keep in mind if you want to avoid a bout of food poisoning. You can always get in touch with North Carolina physicians if your problems don't subside, and get a proper checkup done to ensure that your GI health is on top gear.